Let's get more reaction from Russia. And Mohammed Val is our correspondent in Moscow. Interesting noises coming out of Washington. And it's interesting to hear that there may be positive noises coming out of Moscow.
Well, so that's by the looks of it. The two sides have been talking about the need for negotiations for a long time. The two sides have been showing their conviction that there can be no solution to this conflict except through the negotiating table. This is only a repetition of what has been said over and over again. But here, the understanding of Biden's statements here in Moscow seem to be that there is a precondition by Washington that Russia should show its readiness to withdraw from Ukraine. And that is unacceptable here in Moscow. Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesman, said that's not acceptable. Russia considers those territories now Russian territories. And one of the problems of any negotiations with Washington is that Washington doesn't want to recognize that these territories are now Russian. So we see that the two sides are still very far apart. And he said the special operation will continue until Russia asserts its rights and secures what it is, what it considers its goals and plans for this conflict. So Russia hasn't budged in terms of its instance from the first day, and today is not not a big difference. But he said that President Putin is ready for negotiations, and he thinks that only a peaceful solution is the way forward, and only negotiation can be the way forward. But that doesn't mean the end of what Russia is doing now in Ukraine.
Mohammed Val, therefore, is in Moscow. Thanks for the update.